This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. Today, we are taking our hats off to teachers and mentors. Today, of course, is Teachers' Day here in Malaysia. Our question is based around who was the most important mentor in your life and what did they teach you? You can let us know, 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. Just had Ann Tam on the line, the group CEO and founder of the ACE Adventure Group. If you missed that, maybe you should download the podcast a little bit later on and have a listen back to it. If the education minister is listening, you might want to have a listen back to that.
A lot of good points there.
Some very, very good points. We should move on, though. We have a story about China banning Wikipedia. We're going to be asking the big question of why. I think there's a simple answer, but, you know.
Yeah, so Wikipedia, they have an article listing a slew of websites that is blocked in mainland China. If you go on Wikipedia, you search for sites that are blocked in China. They've got a whole bunch of lists. And guess what? The latest entry is themselves, Wikipedia themselves. And this is a really sad kind of thing to happen because, you know, authorities in mainland China, they've just decided to let's just pull the plug on Wikipedia. Now, Samantha Lien, she's the spokeswoman for the foundation, which owns the online encyclopedia, said in April, the Wikimedia Foundation determined that Wikipedia was no longer accessible in China. After closely analyzing our internal traffic reports, we can confirm that Wikipedia is blocked across all its language versions. Of course, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and other social media sites have long been blocked in mainland China, as have individual Wikipedia articles as well, because of sensitive issues like the 1989 pro-democracy protests at the Tiananmen Square. Also, the Himalayan region of Tibet. Now, a suspicion of a total block on Wikipedia, it surfaced in late April when some Chinese internet users actually took to social media to complain that the site was no longer accessible. And test runs by greatfire.org is an organization that tracks internet censorships in China showed that the site had not been accessible from within mainland China since April the 23rd. This is the latest move to block all versions of the websites. It could be linked to the advancements of online translation tools, which now makes it very easy for Chinese users to read anything on Wikipedia. And this is according to Charlie Smith, and this is a pseudonym for one of the co-founders of greatfire.org. Also, you know, the Chinese, the Cyberspace Administration of China, which oversees the internet censorship, they didn't respond immediately to about, you know, the comments for this. And I just like, the, you know, they call themselves the Cyberspace Administration of China. That kind of shows how, you know, the volume and how large they are.
Yeah.
Wikimedia Foundation, they've not received any notice of an explanation of, you know, why the block had been imposed. And generally, internet authorities in China, they often ramp up censorship before a major political event or sensitive anniversaries. So next month marks the 30th anniversary since the army marks 30 years since the army used force to suppress pro-democracy protests that centered on the Tiananmen Square. This month also saw the 100th anniversary of the May 4th movement, which began as student protests against imperialism, but quickly grew into widespread protests against the government. So, you know, in October, Beijing will be celebrating the 70th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China. Now, China is not the only one in the world who has banned Wikipedia. Turkey have been about a year now. They've blocked Wikipedia in about, 2 years now, in 2017. And they also had intermittent bans on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, WhatsApp. And Turkey's authorities said that the ban went into full effect after Wikipedia would not remove content that accused Turkey of giving support to terrorist groups. And this is according to The Verge. And the multi-language ban is still in effect. And 1 year into the Turkish ban, the Wikimedia Foundation's communication managers told that The Verge that, you know what, the foundation has been lobbying to get Wikipedia reinstated in Turkey, but, you know, the appeal is just being under review. So, you know, it's a little bit weird, but it's no surprise that they've done this because the amount of information that you could get on Wikipedia, and it's, again, Wikipedia is it's a crowdsource encyclopedia. So, you know, anyone can sort of go in there and put in an information, then you have a checks and balance, right? You go in and you cross-check and stuff, right? So that is just not something that China will be used to at any point of time. So now that there are more online translations, tools, services that can translate English to Chinese immediately, because the Chinese version of Wikipedia has been banned a long time ago, so it's not a surprise that, but what's happened now is the entire versions of all languages are blocked. So the reason being is because, yeah, you know, you can now translate any articles that's in English into Chinese very easily.
Do we know if China has its own Wikipedia? Not the Chinese version of Wikipedia. I mean, China's own Wikipedia. Like, do we know
if they had something similar?
They had something similar.
Yeah.
Okay. So they have, like, because they have their own versions of, like, you know, social media networks and
Baidu
stuff, like duplicate versions. Yeah, Baidu and stuff. So,
but like, anywhere and any country, their version and is a Sinophied version of Wikipedia.
So,
you know what they say, the people who write history are the winners or whatever. So they apply their own spin to it.
Depends who's reading and writing the history. Yeah.
Right. Now, you know, cards on the table, I worked for Chinese state media. You know, I did that for 5 years. And part of the reason that I did that was I kind of wanted to see from the inside how something like that works and how they kind of shape the thoughts of the citizens and because of that, how that then shapes the way in which the world sees them. Mm-hmm. Stuff like Tiananmen Square massacre is, and that's what it was, you know, is something that is completely lost on the average Chinese person. Most of them do not even know it happened. As a foreign journalist going into China, within your first week and working for state media, they sit you down in a room with the other foreign journalists and they say, there are three T's that you do not talk about, and whatever you know outside of this room stays within this room. And they are Tibet, Taiwan, and Tiananmen. You know, the way we tell you how to talk about it, and that is the only way you will talk about these three things. And so the way in which they just want to stifle what happened and just say, look, it happened, it was a bad period, we don't even need to acknowledge it. That's why they're worried about these things. You know, they're worried about how China is now being seen in the outside world. Of course, with the trade tariffs and one thing or another, everybody's trying to have a piece of China. They just want to be seen as, you know, we just want to progress now.
We want to move forward.
We want to move forward, but it depends how you interpret that moving.
Do you do that by censoring education and information?
Exactly. Time to take a break. Music coming up from MGMT with Your Life is a Lie. We have more topics of discussion afterwards about our future mentors could be artificially intelligent. If you do want to get in touch, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter and Instagram. We are at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.